He had defeated the Roman army of Scipio on the banks of the Rhone, and he had guided his army safely across the mountain passes of the Alps, although it was October, and the roads were thickly covered with snow and ice. Then he had joined forces with the Gauls, and together they had defeated a second Roman army just before they crossed the Trebia and laid siege to Placentia, the northern terminus of the road which connected Rome with the province of the Alpine districts. The Senate, surprised but calm and energetic as usual, hushed up the news of these many defeats, and sent two fresh armies to stop the invader. Hannibal managed to surprise these troops on a narrow road along the shores of the Trasimene Lake, and there he killed all the Roman officers and most of their men. This time there was a panic among the people of Rome, but the Senate kept its nerve. A third army was organized, and the command was given to Quintus Fabius Maximus, with full power to act as was necessary to save the state. Fabius knew that he must be very careful lest all be lost. His raw and untrained men, the last available soldiers, were no match for Hannibal's veterans. He refused to accept battle, but forever he followed Hannibal, destroyed everything eatable, destroyed the roads, attacked small detachments, and generally weakened the morale of the Carthaginian troops by a most distressing and annoying form of guerrilla warfare. Such methods, however, did not satisfy the fearsome crowds who had found safety behind the walls of Rome.